there. I was searching around for you. What's wrong? Why are you here alone on the balcony? Is it because something's bothered you? No? Then what is it? You just needed silence. No, I get that. Don't worry. To be honest, I was looking for the same. Yeah, sometimes being around so many people and listening to too many voices and music and all of that, it's tiring. I noticed that you went up and you didn't come back, so I got a bit worried. What do you mean? I did notice you. How could I not? Oh, you got a call. Was it an emergency? No? Oh, okay then. Is my party boring? You can be honest. To tell you the truth, I'm expecting it to be boring. You would say that because of my parents' wealth and position, I'd get to host a lot of parties, but we actually don't. They are mostly away. The house ends up being more of a place for them to sleep than for actually living. It gets pretty lonely. And because of that, I kind of wanted to host one for the first time. Oh, you think I'm doing well? Thank you, you're so sweet. The stars are so beautiful, right? Yeah, I mostly watch them from my window. But I've never done it before on this balcony. To think that you found a much better spot to do that in my own house. Sometimes I do wonder how much I actually know about myself. People have already made me believe a lot of things that I might be or not. Oh yeah, I mean it as in the way they treat me. They act towards me as if I was someone who's never done anything wrong. Always praising me for even the tiniest thing. It all feels a bit artificial, even now at this party. Come on, admit it. I barely have music and food. People are mostly enjoying the pool and TV. A lot of them are thinking about that it sucks, but they won't tell me. I'm sorry. They refer to me as a star. Beautiful. Bright. Even some would say because of the out of this world thing. But look at them. The stars. So distant. So lonely. Even when they all look close together, in reality, they're separated by a huge distance. It seems like a tragic fate to be a star. I hope that I won't end up like that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. You don't mind. Thank you. You really are so sweet. Yeah, I know that we only talk at times because we are in some of the same classes together, but still. From the times I have, I can tell you that you're such a good guy. Also, we were the only ones there back then. When it was raining and classes got suspended, but we still went to school. right? But it was a fun day. I got to know you a bit better after all. Huh? What about the party? It's okay, I'm not missing that much. Besides, it was mostly guys just trying to flirt with me. I still don't get it. Is it because of my wealth? Huh, what else could it be? I'm not that smart or funny. Good grades don't necessarily tell you that I'm smart. And the little star trivia was just because I like to read a lot, that's all. My hair. I'm sorry, I'm not following. Because of my hair, they're trying to flirt with me. Oh, you mean you like my hair? Is that what you're trying to say? Thank you. Oh, no, I don't think you were trying to flirt with me. can you imagine? Yeah. It was just a compliment, nothing more. Say, aren't you a bit cold? Yeah, the night is getting colder and the breeze. Do you want to keep looking at the stars? No, really, I mean it. Come on, follow me. So, this is my room. Thank you. I try to keep it as clean as I can. So, yeah. This is the window I was talking about. The moon is usually quite visible through here. Oh, but there aren't many stars tonight. Sorry, I just thought that... It's okay. Thanks. Oh, but... Here, you can lay down on my bed. I don't mind, I want to show you something. Okay? I'll turn off the lights and... See? I have glowy star stickers. You're not laughing, are you? I don't know, some people would say that it's a bit childish. You like it? Yeah, I mean, I did say that we could keep on looking at the stars, so... It's calming, isn't it? Despite me telling you how I feel towards stars, I still like to see them. Oh, no, don't mind me, I'll just be sitting here on the edge of my bed. Oh, are you sure? Is it okay if I join? I know it's my bed, but can I? Okay, good. They're not real ones, but since I have them here, that's enough for me to think of the stars as something close to me. The ones out there don't make me feel like this. Similar to how I interact with most people, not many are actually with me. They are so interested in their own idea of me. They don't care at all for my actual self. I feel so lonely. But hey, now that you're here with me... What? you're humble and shy, you stay out of the spotlight, you help others, you cheer for them. I've seen you. You're like the moon. Yeah. You shine when almost no one is around. Or rather, when you think that no one's looking at you. Your shine is not like the sun. You don't make others go blind. But I do. I'm like the sun. When people look at me, they get so blind because of the false idea that I give, because of the things I can't control. Hey, don't feel bad for me. I was waiting for the right moment to say this, but I know that it's your birthday. The call you had before was because of that, right? Yeah, I know. How do I know? I just did some research. No, okay. Maybe I did some stalking. I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew that you would never tell, so I went ahead and looked for it myself. Before throwing this party, I asked everyone, do you guys mind if we celebrate someone's birthday in my place? But they didn't answer. I think that they got so excited because of the idea of me throwing a party that they only listened to me saying the words party in my place. And this is why I was so worried about you. I wanted you to have fun, but I just couldn't do that. It's still okay. Is this enough for you? Laying in my bed, looking at my glowy star stickers. Is that really enough? It is? Well, I'm glad. Can I stroke your hair? Just turn and face me. It's okay, the darkness makes things less awkward, right? Why am I doing it? I don't know, I want to give you something. You really are like the moon, looking at me from the darkness. I've seen you. You try to be discreet. But, yeah. No, it's okay. If it's you, then I don't mind. In fact, I like it. You do it in any way that doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. Even in this darkness, the idea of you is enough for me to feel safe. I know that you have a crush on me. No, please, don't turn away. It's okay. Hey. The truth is, when I realised it, I actually got happy. It wasn't like when other guys say it. You took your time. You slowly grew that idea. You started with small talk. You listened to me without agreeing with every single thing that I said. You were just yourself. And with you, I felt like I was being myself, without facades. And now, I could say that I have a crush on you too. I just don't know what to do. So celebrating your birthday was the only idea I had to make an excuse to have you near me. But hey, you really are a wonderful person. This is not something that I'm thinking just now. Not something that I feel because of my loneliness. Why are you pulling away? I was just going to kiss your forehead. I'm sorry. Am I making you uncomfortable? Then what is it? You don't feel like you deserve me. What do you mean? Please don't do this. Don't do that thing that everyone ends up doing. I'm not a star. I'm not an unreachable thing. I'm not something that you can just look away from. I am here with you. And I want to be with you. So what if you think you're not worthy? I think you're more than worthy. You feeling not handsome or not interesting is just wrong. You shouldn't. You're amazing. Trust me. It's just that the world has made you set some unrealistic standards. You being kind is not having a debt to pay or anything. It's simply because you are just that good. You help others because you can and you want to. Don't ever think that you should do it because of anything else. I like you. I like you a lot. You're always on my mind, and I'm just like you. I feel awkward. I feel like I'm bad at socializing. So please, if you're going to reject me, I hope that it's not because you feel unworthy or anything. I'll ask you this just once. Do you want to kiss me? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put my hand there. You want me to? Are you sure? Hey, can I ask you something first? Are you a virgin? I'm sorry if it's embarrassing or too straightforward, but the truth is, I'm a virgin. So, I don't know what to do. Well, I mean, I know what to do, but not how or when. You're a virgin too. Oh good, I'm kinda happy because it means that we are both on the same level. So should we keep going or... Oh no, don't worry, grab them. They might not be big, but you think they're perfect. Thank you. Actually, there is one more thing that I would like to ask you before we go further. Can we keep our clothes on? It is still a party after all, and it would be embarrassing if someone finds us naked. I know that makes things a bit harder, but we can. You like it? You like how it feels? Well, this blouse and skirt are kind of soft, aren't they? And the stockings are even more smooth. You've been rubbing my legs, like, a lot. No, it's okay. I like it too. I'm feeling great. Do you feel the same? Good. Oh, your hand. I'm sorry. I didn't even notice how wet I was. But please keep rubbing. It feels way, way much better than when I do it myself. Please go a bit harder. Your hand pressing against the fabric feels. My turn? Well, it is your birthday after all, right? Let's just unzip this and I'll straddle you with this? Yeah, place your hands on my thighs. You want me to start moving faster? Okay. I want to take it with my hands. Yes, while I'm grinding. Can I? Am I doing this okay? I'm not being too rough or anything, right? The way you're looking at me, it has something. I want more. Oh, yeah, take it out while I'm with my panties to the side. Are you sure about this? It will be your first time after all. Me? I'm sure about this. I want my first time to be with you. So please, if you'll be so kind. You can be a bit rougher if you want. I'm not as delicate as people would think. Oh no, do it. Pull my hair from my back. Yes, make me look at the ceiling. Don't be afraid to hurt me a little bit. Yes, pull my hair as hard as you want. I'll bounce on your cock and bounce and bounce and yes, baby, spank me with your other hand. Yes, again, please. I'm getting so close. Make me see the stars. I'm so sorry. I was in the heat of the moment and I said some awkward stuff. I mean, make me see the stars after the whole talk about them and all that. I thought it was a good idea. You don't mind? I'm glad. But there's still more things to do. After all, you haven't come yet, right? Don't worry, I'll lay down. Your neck seems to be quite sensitive. What about your ears? Can I lick them? Yeah. Rub my ass while I do that. your hands all over my body feels so good. My hand's not cold or anything, right? It's just when I grabbed it, it twitched so hard. Yes, I'll keep going, don't worry. Do you ever think this? You know, me doing this to you? You did. Good. No, don't feel guilty or anything. It's okay. As I said, I don't mind such things when it's you. I'm not so innocent as I might look too. I have a bit of a pervy mind. If I've ever thought of you, well, it is hard to say, but yeah, I might have thought about doing this with you. In fact, there is one more thing I'd like to do to you. I want to give you a blowjob. I'll slowly go down, leaving traces of kisses. And don't forget, you can go a bit rough with me, okay? Okay, here I go. No, it's okay, grab my head. But remember, this isn't my first time, okay? I might not be so skilled. I shouldn't worry. Okay. You're so caring even now. Was it good? Yeah, good. Let's just stay like this. I wish we could stay the whole night. Can we? What the other's doing? Who cares? It's just us for now. We might not be able to change their view, but we can start by changing ourselves. Trying to improve as a person. So, at least for now, don't think about what others might think. If we start dating or not, if people will get jealous or not. And don't think about the party too, it's already a failure. And don't think of me as someone is out of your league, ever. Think of me as the one that wants to be with you because of who you are. Because I think of you as the one that wants to be with me because of what I actually am. While you admired me from afar, I was doing the same. So please, don't be afraid to reach out to me. Mm-hmm.